Welcome to Sitam Church Online. This is Karita Mbagara. I'm the senior pastor at Sitam Valley Road. The book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 and 16 says this: Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Those two verses are teaching us that we need to be wise. And wisdom is taking opportunity when it arises, because opportunities don't last. They are there for a season, and once they are gone, they will not come back. And I would want to illustrate this with something that I heard from somebody else. He considered the two thieves that were crucified with Jesus. And while they were about to die, just a few hours, maybe not even hours, but short time before their death and the death of the master, one of them was busy insulting Jesus, even scorning him, saying, "You saved others, why can't you save yourself? And maybe even save us." He didn't quite believe that he could be saved. An opportunity was passing him without him realizing. But then the other one said, "Jesus, when you come in your kingdom, remember me." And for that, he was told, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." Not only was he going to be in paradise for that day, it means that he was promised eternity with God forever. The two men, both were criminals. They had an opportunity to be saved. One failed to realize that there was an opportunity for him. And because of that, he lost eternally. The other one, by being wise, he took the opportunity, and we are assured that he will live with the Lord Jesus all his life. Now, the question is, in this life, God has given us opportunities. Opportunities to live in our family settings. We have siblings. Some of us have parents. Others have relatives. How are you living with them? Are you making the best of that opportunity that the family unit affords you? The other place is that you have an opportunity at the church that you attend. Are you making the best? Are you taking the opportunities that are accorded you by being in that church, or you are wasting them? There is also the opportunity at the workplace. How are you living there? Are you doing what would be consistent with wisdom, or what is consistent with foolishness? Be like the, you know, like the wise thief. I call him the wise thief, who it seems like he even stole salvation at the end, in that he never was baptized, he never went for any discipleship class, but he will be with the Lord because of taking that opportunity seriously and using it for his own good. What are you going to learn from this? It is important for us to awake, not to be asleep in our minds, if we are going to take the opportunities that God gives us. And I want to urge you, my friend, be wise. And God bless you as you choose to be wise. Amen.